This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. It's a $9 billion industry, and Texas is at the forefront. Yes, we are number one with more than 3,000 storefronts. Still, we lead the nation in payday lending and car title loan businesses. Payday lenders, let's just face it, are sort of a blessing and a curse. On the one hand, look, they meet a need. On the other, they do so through sky-high interest rates. That's why, as the Texas Standard's Joy Diaz tells us, communities of faith are now getting involved in the effort to, well, take some action.
Should faith leaders get involved in money matters?
There is really sort of no wiggle room on this.
John Hill is with the United Methodist Church. He says faith leaders are commanded to seek financial justice.
There are explicit mandates against charging usurious interest. That's very clear in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, I think most Christians are familiar with one of the kind of rare flashes of anger that Jesus showed when he expelled the money changers from the temple.
The film, The Gospel of John, portrays that scene.
He overturned the tables of the money changers.
Jesus is angry with the merchants outside the temple for seriously racking up the price of mandatory offerings.
Stop making my father's house a marketplace!
Just like most people today who resort to payday lenders, those in biblical times had few options. In a way, they were forced to buy their offerings at exorbitant prices. The United Methodist Church has been lobbying around the country for stricter regulation of payday lenders and car title loan companies. Other faith leaders have been doing the same, but last year they decided to join forces. Bishop Joe Vasquez says the Texas Catholic Conference joined the effort last spring.
We as Catholics, as Christians, said, well, this is terrible. They're taking advantage of the poor and those who have no means.
Vasquez started looking at numbers from across the state. One source of information was the charitable branches of the Catholic Church, Catholic Charities, and the St. Vincent de Paul Society. He knew people in dire need were asking for rent assistance or for food from the pantry. But why were those people so poor, so desperate?
And we discovered that about one-third of those clients that we were helping were tied in with one of these payday titles.
But why are people getting trapped in those debts? Each story is unique. I first heard Daria Vera's story on a trip to Rio Grande City earlier this year. I was reporting on the 50th anniversary of a civil rights march by farm workers. Vera was a heroine in the story, the Rosa Parks of her movement, if you will. Her wooden house is tiny. Plastic bags and plastic sheets are nailed to the walls as insulation. She says people make fun of her house. They say it looks like a matchstick box. But to Vera, the house is a labor of love. She took her 6 children with her when she left her abusive first husband. A friend took her in, but he only had a small piece of land and a one-bedroom structure. Vera showed me the original room. Look, the twins used to sleep there, she said. We had a stove hooked in here, all in the same makeshift shed, Vera told me. Little by little, she said they built 2 more rooms and a proper kitchen with wood found in trash bins or at construction sites. Vera eventually married her friend and they had 3 more children. I lived a happy life with him, Vera told me. But 3 years ago, her husband died and Vera went to 5 payday lenders to get enough money for a proper burial. I get $784 from Social Security, she told me. I give my payments every month, but I don't have enough for food. So for 3 years now, I've been renewing the loans every month, buying some time. Bishop Vasquez says the diocese in Austin and Dallas have come up with a solution to help people like Vera.
Through our St. Vincent de Paul societies have figured a way to have these predatory loan conversion programs.
Through donations, the church came up with a pool of money to pay off high interest rate loans. Qualified people get their loan bought by St. Vincent de Paul and acquire a new loan, but the interest rate for this one is at 5%. But not all dioceses in the state can have a conversion loan program. It's hard for those like Vera's Church in Rio Grande City. That's why Bishop Vasquez says the Coalition of Faith Leaders is planning to be strategic in its effort this upcoming legislative session.
Now, we're not out to completely do away with these organizations, these payday lending companies or these auto title companies. All we want is just and fair regulation of these companies.
It will be easier said than done. An investigation by Texans for Public Justice revealed payday lenders are big political contributors. In 2014 alone, the industry gave Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick $500,000 in donations. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.